An average trip to the emergency room costs more than $1,200. A one-month stay in a nursing home, about $7,000 a month and rising. And that, coupled with a rising aging population, is pushing the government to rein in Medicare spending and improve the health of older Americans. Well, a program that links health care and other services to affordable housing complexes in Vermont is doing both. Nina Keck of Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio reports.
It's just after 1 p.m., and Karen Crossman pays a visit to 88-year-old Lloyd Pigram.
Hi, Lloyd. How are you?
Crossman is a care coordinator for the nonprofit group SASH, which stands for Support and Services at Home. She regularly checks in on Pigram and 100 others who live in Templewood Court, an affordable housing complex in Rutland, Vermont.
So you've been weighing yourself?
Pigram didn't always get such helpful attention. Crossman says last year, before he became a SASH client, the retired long-distance truck driver visited the ER 19 times.
So I said, well, I got to stop this.
The hospital agreed, which is when SASH got involved. Molly Dugan is SASH's statewide director.
What's unique about it is that we are using the affordable housing as a platform for delivering health care and social supports.
She says staff members like Crossman set clients up with primary care doctors and specialists, mental health counselors, and other available services. They educate residents about fall prevention and teach them how to read food labels. Lloyd Pigram suffers from high blood pressure, so he has to watch his sodium.
So no more beef broth and no more tomato juice still, right?
No, not yet.
Okay.
He says that helps, and he's been able to greatly reduce his visits to the ER.
If I go at all, it's because of an emergency, but it shows things have got better.
Better and less costly, according to an independent analysis by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Molly Dugan says that analysis shows Medicare spends $1,500 a year less on SASH participants than on similarly aged people not in the program. Emily Rosenoff is a senior policy analyst with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says what makes Vermont's SASH program unique is it's been able to do it on a statewide scale in a sustainable way.
We're excited about this. HUD and HHS have been partnering together to see where there are best practices, and we really see SASH as a promising practice.
In January, $15 million in federal funding was made available to affordable housing providers nationwide to study ways to develop a model like SASH. SASH Director Molly Dugan says it didn't take long for their phone to start ringing.
The interest is there, and so now this is the next step in actually getting it to be replicated throughout the country.
She says there's nothing in this model that can't be created in another state. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.